Listener Production.
A cricket great to hang up the bat. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. David Warner plans to retire from Test cricket after Australia's home series against Pakistan in January. The opener also confirmed this will be his final Ashes.
I've always said that the World Cup would probably be my final game, but I think, you know, I probably owe it to myself and my family. You know, if I can score runs here, continue to play back in Australia, I can definitely say I won't be playing that West Indies series. So I think if I get through this and I can make the Pakistan series, I'll definitely finish up then.
More than 260 people have been killed in India's worst train crash in over 20 years. Officials have now retrieved all passengers who were trapped or injured. Prime Minister Modi has declared his government will hunt down anyone responsible for the incident. The Prime Minister will hold high-level talks with Vietnam's leadership group today. Anthony Albanese will look to grow the two countries' trade and investment ties while addressing the threat in the South China Sea and further action on climate change. COVID vaccinations have plummeted as the country enters a fifth wave. The number of people getting vaccinated has fallen by 10,000 per week over the past 3 weeks. And airlines are cracking down on passengers spreading out to empty seats mid-flight, arguing it's for safety. It comes as more companies begin to charge travellers for the luxury of a spare seat next to them. Brisbane have downed top four rivals the Sharks 20-12. Earlier, the Rabbitohs lost Origin duo Cam Murray and Jai Arrow to injury in their big win over Gold Coast 46-28, and the Dolphins failed to get up over the Warriors, losing 30-8. And just on Manly's bid to overturn the Bunkers' call on Tom Trbojevic's concussion, claiming he was misdiagnosed, Triple M's David Riccio says they have a strong case for him to return next weekend.
Huge for the Seagulls, given his star power, but also to the New South Wales Blues, because it would clearly give Tom an opportunity to play before the Origin 2 team is selected next Monday.
The reigning premiers have turned the corner before the bye, clinching a 22-point win over the Western Bulldogs, 15-7-97 to 10-15-75. Cat Isaac Smith has told Triple M it was an important victory.
We probably haven't had a lot of things go our way early in the season, but I thought we played the right way today. We were physical and aggressive around the contest, and I thought we moved the ball a hell of a lot better than we had in the previous 4 weeks. So, to be honest, it was an exciting win.
The Suns stunned the Crows, coming from 35 points down to claim a 25-point win, while the Magpies sealed a 63-point victory in the West over the Eagles. But star Jordan De Goey is facing at least a 3-week ban for a high bump.